Part of Jesus' job as priest was to atone for our sins and reconcile us to God. And the New Testament makes it clear that because Jesus succeeded in this work, we have peace with God. But the Bible also teaches that God disciplines believers when we sin. Are these two ideas in conflict with each other? If we have peace with God, why does He still discipline us?
We have peace with God because we recognize that our sin is forgiven. Paul says there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. On several occasions he calls God the God of peace, which is an amazing thing because He could be represented as God who is our enemy, God who is wrathful, God who hates wicked doers, God who abhors those who disobey Him. But He calls Him the God of peace, so we rejoice in the peace that He has given us. Peace means that we've been reconciled. God is our friend now in Christ. And He continues to be our friend in that He knows that the corruption that has come upon us is one of the elements of the punishment that has come because we're fallen under condemnation. We're filled with envy, and we're filled with rivalry, and we're filled with jealousy and lust. The flesh continues to lust against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Well, those are the very things that actually constitute a large element of hell. When people are in hell, then we're going to see all of these things unleashed with their full fury. There will be no mercy that represses any of these things in humanity, and so a part of the suffering of hell will be the unleashing of envy and rivalry and hatred toward one another. It will be horrific when added to that active wrath that God has. So what God is doing when He disciplines us is He is removing from us those seeds of hell. As James talks about, the tongue is set on fire of hell. And God is removing that from us. He is sanctifying us. He is removing those things that are bad for us. He is showing us that we need to ask more for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We need to mortify the flesh more. We need to make sure that those elements that are a part of the manifestation of hell are being removed from us. And so God is chastising us. He's chastening us as children because He is making life filled with joy and is giving us more and more of those portions of heaven, even while we are here. And so God's chastening of us is not His punishing us. It is His fatherly kindness toward us in taking us away from those elements that will constitute a large part of the horror of hell for those who experience it in the future.
I think of Psalm 103, which speaks of the fact that as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Another crucial dimension of a father's care that is when a father's caring for his children as the Father, God the Father cares for us, is loving discipline. I think of Hebrews 12, for example, where the writer to the Hebrews, quoting from Proverbs chapter 3, calls us to be patient in enduring the discipline of the Lord, and then really unpacks that analogy, talks about the way that our human fathers disciplined us by their best lights, didn't always know fully how to do it, but they did their best for a time. But our Heavenly Father always is disciplining us for our good. And that though discipline in the present may be painful, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Father loves us too much to leave us in our childish selfishness. It's a discipline. It's a calling of us to live out the life of faith and to grow in our faith.